Simon & Schuster Audio presents. King, A Life by Jonathan Eich. Narrated for you by Dion Graham. They said to one another, "Behold, this dreamer cometh. Let us slay him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams." Genesis 37, 19-21, King James Version. Prologue. On December 5, 1955, a young black man became one of America's founding fathers. He was 26 years old and knew the role he was taking carried a potential death penalty. The place was Montgomery, Alabama, former capital of Alabama's slave trade. On this day, four generations since the Civil War ended slavery, Montgomery remained a fortress of white supremacy. It was a bastion of the Ku Klux Klan, whose members had endorsed and participated in Alabama's 360 lynchings since Reconstruction. A nervous crowd of 5,000 gathered, filling a big Baptist church and spilling onto the streets. Angry and frightened, they were bracing to challenge an America where black people were at risk of murder for a casual glance, where the legacy and reality of racial subordination pervaded the land, as proven from lunch counters to oak trees. As the young black man prepared to speak, his purpose remained unclear to the protesters and to him. Would he urge them to stand down, as others had done, or stand up and resist? His voice lacked the fire of a call to arms. "We are here this evening for serious business." Until it didn't. "We are not wrong in what we are doing. If we are wrong, the Supreme Court of this nation is wrong. If we are wrong, the Constitution of the United States is wrong. If we are wrong, God Almighty is wrong." For most of the 5,000, it was the first time they had heard the voice of Martin Luther King, Jr. Before King, the promises contained in the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution had been hollow. King and the other leaders of the 20th century civil rights movement, along with millions...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?